Greetings, this is Mike Garofalo from the Valley Spirit Center in Red Bluff, California. Today, I'm going to be reading from the Tao Te Ching by Lao Tzu, Chapter 17. We have a number of interesting translations to consider, so let's begin with the oldest, Frederick Henry Balfour, 1884. Chapter 17, quote, "Those of preeminent wisdom and purity knew this Tao intuitively from their birth, and so possessed it. Those of the second rank, the men of virtue, approached it nearly and eulogized it. Those of the third rank, who were still above the commonality, stood in awe of it. Those of the lowest rank held it in light esteem. Their belief in it was superficial or imperfect, while there were even some who did not believe in it at all. The first spoke only with forethought and calculation, as though honoring their words. When their public labors were achieved and affairs progressed unimpeded, the people all said, 'This is our natural and spontaneous condition.'" End quote. The second quote is from a translation by Witard Byner in 1944 of Chapter 17. Quote, "A leader is best when people barely know that he exists. Not so good when people obey and acclaim him. Worst when they despise him. Fail to honor people, they fail to honor you. But of a good leader, who talks little, when his work is done, his aim fulfilled, they will all say, 'We did it ourselves.'" End quote. The third translation of Chapter 17 comes from Isaac Winter Heisinger, 1903. Quote, "In the highest antiquity, people scarce knew that rulers existed among them. In the next age, attachment and praise for them grew. In the next, people feared they might wrong them. And then in the new age, the people despised the rulers whom fate had set above them. For when faith by the rulers is no longer prized, the people no longer can love them. Those earliest rulers, what caution they had in weighing the words they were using. How successful their deeds, while the people all said, 'We are what we are by our own choosing.'" The fourth quote is from Bram den Hond of Chapter 17. Quote, "With the highest rulers, those below simply know they exist. With those one step down, they love and praise them. With those one further step down, they fear them. And with those at the bottom, they ridicule and insult them. Who does not trust enough will not be trusted. Hesitant and undecided, like is his respect for speaking, he completes his tasks and finishes his affairs, yet the common people say, 'These things all happened by nature.'" The fifth quote is from Harry Moon Maurer, 1958, of Chapter 17. Quote, "Of the best ruler, the people only know he exists. Next come one they love and praise. Next comes one they fear. Next comes one they abhor. When you are lacking in trust, others have no trust in you. Of the work of one who is short with his words, the 100 families say, 'We have done it ourselves.'" And the final quote of a translation of Chapter 17 of the Tao Te Ching is from Isabella Mears, 1916. Quote, "In ancient times, the people knew that they had rulers. Then they loved and praised them. Then they feared them. Then they despised them. The rulers did not trust the people. The people did not trust the rulers. The rulers were grave. Their words were precious. The people, having finished their work and brought it to a successful issue, said, 'We affirm the self.'" And these were a selection of 6 translations of Chapter 17 of the Tao Te Ching. Each one of the chapters is given a single web page at my website, www.egreenway.com. 81 chapters are covered in detail. Thank you very much for listening. Have a wonderful day.